Three Steps to the Knowledge of Rama as an Ocean of Mercy, by Krishna's Mercy.
तुलसी जाने सुनी समुझी कृपा सिंधु रघुराज महंगे मनी कंचन किए सौंधे जग जल नाज. Quote, Tulsi knows, has heard, and has understood that Sri Rama is an ocean of mercy because he made jewels and gold expensive, while keeping the most important things like water and grains inexpensive. Dohavli, 149.
1. Hearing. The Sanskrit word is Shravanam. This is the first of nine processes of devotional service, as defined by Prahlada Maharaj, in a response given to his antagonistic father. Hearing is how we know about people from the past. We hear about them from our mother and father, from our grandparents, from published literature and film, and from other sources. Hearing is the reason a saintly person accepts the stage of renounced life known as Parivrajaka. This is roaming around like a beggar. Going from place to place, asking for a little here, asking for a little there. There is no bank balance to maintain or storehouse to fill. Every day is a new adventure, it is like renewing poverty. The movement facilitates hearing. This is for the benefit of the donors. They give alms and feel as if they are making a contribution to the itinerant preacher, but they are actually benefiting from hearing. Without hearing, there is no way of coming in contact with the vital knowledge. 2. Knowing. This correlates with the Sanskrit term of jnana. Knowing is the knowledge gathered from hearing. My teacher in school tells me that 2 plus 2 equals 4. This is through hearing. I learn by paying attention to what the teacher says. I know the truth by repeating it. If asked on an examination to give the answer to 2 plus 2, I write down the number 4. This proves that I know what I have heard. Jnana is important in spiritual life, as it is the basis upon which a saintly person speaks. They are sharing jnana. 3. Understanding. This is the practical realization of jnana. Vijnana is understanding. Keeping with the example from math, if I am at the supermarket purchasing two apples, while remembering that I already have two at home, I come to the realization that I will now have four apples. This is practical implementation of the jnana first shared by the teacher. Goswami Tulsidas admits that he has all three as it pertains to the truth of the Supreme Lord as Kripasindhu. Sri Rama is an ocean of mercy. Tulsidas has heard this from others. They have informed him that Rama, the husband of Sita, is more merciful than anyone can imagine. Tulsidas knows this truth to the extent that he can share it with others. He has also realized it for himself. There is no need to substantiate the claim, but to satisfy the curious or the skeptical, the poet shares a brilliant comparison. Tulsidas has noticed that those things which man actually needs, like grains and water, are readily available and low in cost. This is when comparing against gold and jewels, which are expensive. The difference in cost and availability is fixed within nature. In other words, God made it that way. Since Rama is responsible, it means that he is an ocean of mercy. This is because the poor person can survive on water and grains. They do not need to struggle to maintain life. If they are unable to acquire gold and jewels, it is not really a loss for them. This amazing truth extends to the practice of spiritual life itself. In order to please the Supreme Lord, a basic offering like water, fruit, or a leaf will suffice. This means that there is no barrier to entry. Even a child can make such an offering.
Patram pushpam phalam toyam. Yo me bhaktya prayachati. Tad aham bhaktyupahitam. Ashnami prayatatmana. Quote, if one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit or water, I will accept it. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita. 9.6.
In the assessment of needs over wants, we see that spiritual life is necessary, whereas wants can turn into anarthas. These are unprofitable, they get in the way of advancement of consciousness. This advancement, or at least the desire for it, is at the core of every endeavor. There cannot be happiness without peace.
Nasti buddhir ayuktasya. Na chayuktasya bhavna. Na chabhavyata shantir. Ashantasya kuta sukham. Quote, one who is not in transcendental consciousness can have neither a controlled mind nor steady intelligence, without which there is no possibility of peace. And how can there be any happiness without peace? Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 2.66.
Rama is an ocean of mercy because he has sent empowered saintly people to this world to show us the way. Through hearing from them, from reading maybe only a single couplet of poetry, the confusion that has been plaguing us for many lifetimes can be cleared. In closing, confusion finally cleared over what previously feared that in life may be missing out. Since gold and jewels without, but Rama intentionally making. So only what necessary taking. Like grains and water to survive. As ocean of mercy to surmise.